says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Here we are, folks. You've joined the Trump phenomenon, and thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving us an hour of your time. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump phenomenon on November 9th, 2017. Joining me tonight, Paul Fromm. Thank you so much, Paul, there in Canada.
I'm in Canada, and now I'm on the... in the beautiful Okanagan in the interior of British Columbia, and it's snowing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know. Here in North Dakota, we call it the Alberta Clipper. And all this all this good stuff that we get in the winter here, the coldest place in America, a lot of it originates in Alberta and Manitoba. And so the name has been given the name because it comes out of the Northwest. We all sense it. We all look up at the flags and see them blowing to the southeast, which means that Alberta Clipper is coming in from sunny Saskatchewan and Alberta and Manitoba. And so, you know, I'll tell you, you Canadians are, you know, we think ourselves as tough here in North Dakota. You Canadians are really tough because it's balmy here. Compared to, you know, some of the things that the Canadian founder settler people have endured for generations to make of, you know, what, you know, primitive peoples found nothing they could do with your prairies and your what you've made into a beautiful country. But I'll tell you, it is, folks, it is tough people who can raise children and raise crops in places where in the winter, you know, it drops to minus 30 degrees. And it's really something. The Canadians are a tough bunch, Paul.
Well, we used to be. There's just so much good stuff. James, I just love the Weinstein case. It's the scandal that just keeps on giving. I was reading something on the way out here on one of our national papers. Weinstein employed a shadowy outfit called Black Cube to approach Rose McGowan, who's one of an actress, who's one of his critics, to try to get her off track. And Black Cube was founded in 2010 by two former Israeli military intelligence officers, and the woman who had approached Rose McGowan she used a phony name, Diana Phillip, but she was a former officer in the Israeli Defense Force. So this Black Cube outfit, mostly hires former IDF people, operates in the United States apparently, and it specializes in intelligence gathering in white collar cases and litigation between large companies. And according to the Financial Times, Black Cube is a different breed of investigative company. It does not just gather information for its clients. The company builds a body of evidence focused on a particular lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera. And in the contract that the Black Cube had with Weinstein, among other things, it said it would provide intelligence with which to help the Weinstein to completely stop the publication of a new negative article in a leading New York newspaper. I thought, you know, the tentacles of that foreign power within the United States and the easy, you know, collaboration between, you know, a guy like Weinstein, a sleazeball, with these people, kind of interesting. I was quite surprised to see it in our lamestream media.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And, of course, you are right. The gift that keeps on giving, the Weinstein scandal, just explodes and balloons larger and larger. But, you know, there's a great contrast today Paul. The amazing. Weinstein. A sexual predator and criminal on a colossal scale, and the press and the left all gathering around, circling their wagons, trying to defend all these criminals in their midst. And what do they do today? They're after Judge Roy Moore. They're all indignant. And even people like revealing who they really are, John McCain, Mitch McConnell, calling for Roy Moore to, he has to step aside after a hard fought, great win over Luther Strange. These fake Republicans, as they are called correctly by Jerry Falwell Jr. And over what? They're over someone has surfaced, probably purchased, probably testimony purchased by George Soros, offering, really, really big bucks. Okay, so someone has saying that Roy Moore did something when I was underage. He had a sexual encounter with me that involved really just taking off some clothes. She alleges. I feel bad even repeating this over the air, because the point is, folks, this was in the 1980s. We're talking, a young Roy Moore and this whoever this unidentified woman is. But John McCain today said, Roy Moore, you need to quit. Mr. McCain, excuse me, unverified, unsubstantiated, unsubstantiatable charges from half a century ago over, basically petting type behavior, I mean, it's mind boggling. And, Judge Roy Moore has been elected as the Chief Justice of Alabama twice. He's run for many offices, been in some really hard fought slugging campaigns. He's been married for 33 years. I think he has 3 kids and 5 grandchildren. This is the left at work. This is the adversary press. And the election is December 12th. That's why I say I don't even feel good repeating this, because it's almost as if I'm, spreading it. December 12th is the election in Alabama, but you have to fight back. You have to hit back. So this is only 1 month away, and they spring this on Roy Moore, something from the Jurassic Age, with no confirmation, nothing, and they're gonna use this. Anyway, I just offer this as a contrast, Paul, to the Mount Everest of sexual, not charges. I mean, it's just confirmed sexual deviance and criminality by Weinstein and all these other people. That their whole business is built on this behavior.
I think that's really clear. Look, there's this late in the game accusation, years and years after the alleged event,
which has never been made before. By the way, Paul, in nearly 40 years, has never been made. Go ahead.
Yeah, let the voters decide. I mean, there's no way Judge Moore should resign, or should withdraw from this race. Let the voters decide. That's what an election is about, where voters look at the policies of the competing candidates and look at the character of the competing candidates. Weigh this all together and say, okay, my support is with this person or that person. That's up to the voters. What would be gained? Well, I know what would be gained at this late date if Judge Moore were to withdraw. They would slam in Strange Luther, and the voters would have very little of a choice.
Right, right. And folks, I don't want to fill it in anymore, but the allegation is a young Roy Moore, not married, made a sexual advance. Now, we have no idea whether this actually occurred. Okay, but even the allegation is, sort of propositioned an underage girl, a teenager. Okay, and that's it. No confirmation. No, it's never been raised before. But 1 month before the election, and then here's the other interesting part to it, Paul. is that your John McCain's, your Mitch McConnell's, that's all they need is to see the headline, and they're all over. Roy, oh, you got to go. Oh, you're done. You're toast. You know, you're a disgrace. You're awful. And all of the never-Trumpers just jumping on board today with their attacks on Roy Moore. So I like what you say, Paul, exactly. Fortunately, our public, not only are they more awake than they've ever been, they're more discerning than they've ever been. And so in this case, that's right. They'll look at this and go, you know, what is this? What is this? You know, charges from nobody, from nowhere, from never, about nothing. And we're supposed to, we're supposed to ditch our champion for that? No. So go ahead.
I have another story sent to me by our old friend Stan Hess. He's up in Idaho. And this is it's a great story because it exposes a situation that occurs quite often. And that is, if there is an outrageous anti-Jewish or anti-black, seemingly unprovoked sign or graffiti somewhere, more often than not, they did it to themselves. And there's instances after instances. And of course, whenever this happens, the media gloms onto it and with all sorts of outrage. Oh my God, how could this happen? Blah, blah, blah. And of course, our rotten politically correct leadership quite often in institutions use this as an opportunity to rant and rave against patriots and race and nationalists. Well, anyway, this is just too good to be true. The Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs confirmed on Tuesday that a racial slur message found posted outside one of the campus dorms this September was written by one of the alleged victims. The student who wrote the slurs has either been expelled or withdrawn from the academy. And the message as you might well imagine, it said something about a nigger. And well, that was enough.
Happened, you know, Paul. You know, you and I and the rest of the audience here have witnessed this happening hundreds upon hundreds of times. And also, by the way, folks, the fake sexual allegations paid for. You know, guys like George Soros are out there offering big bucks. In fact, folks, let's tie this to the biggest one going on of all. Hillary Clinton forked over $12 million for a fake Russia dossier on what? Sex scandal, fake sex scandal about Donald Trump trying to knock him out with having Christopher Steele concoct with high officials in the Russian government. They did, in fact. Hillary colluded with high officials. She paid. She didn't just collude with them and try to get damning material. She paid them $12 million through her law firm as a cutout to launder the money, which then went to Christopher Steele, which then went to high Russian officials who did not even directly submit any evidence. They were just paid lots of money to send completely false material to Christopher Steele, who knew it was false. And then Hillary Clinton leaking it here, leaking it there. It was used by Robert Mueller as the basis and James Comey for the basis of FISA warrants and tapping of the Trump campaign. There it is right there, Paul, an example of the concocting of, just like the people scrawling the racial slurs, only sometimes are they caught. But it must be, in many, many of these cases, the perpetrator who was never caught surely was, in fact, a leftist enemy. Go ahead, Paul.
It's a great way to get attention. And what I particularly enjoy is the disgrace of this top ranking Lieutenant General Jay Silveria, who went ranting and raving about this. The message was, "Go home, nigger," and it was written on a dormitory message board outside a flat of five Negro cadets' dorm room. And so, Superintendent of Colorado Springs Air Force Academy, Lieutenant General Jace Silverio, gained nationwide attention, over a million views on YouTube. And he said things like, if you're outraged by those words, then you're in the right place. You should be outraged not only as an airman, but as a human being. Political figures and media outlets alike brought attention to his five-minute speech, with many praising the Academy superintendent, including the New York Times, who called his remarks a resounding message. If you demean someone in any way, Times said, no, Silveria said, you need to get out. If you can't treat another person from another race or different color, skin color, with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. You know, this, in my opinion, is anti-white. The proper response would be, this is stupid graffiti, and we expect better from members of the Air Force. But no, this is an opportunity to virtue signal and so on. And it's, you know, it's a big hee-haw. You got fished by one of these Negroes, who apparently has since admitted that he's the one who did it and is out of the Air Force. But maybe I'm being a little nasty.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised they dismissed him from the Academy.
Or he resigned. That's not even clear from the story whether he's...
Yeah, I would expect the way things normally go, he would just get a little chit in his folder, which would then be expunged, after 90 days. Let's go to if I may, Paul, just to another story that's so immense it needs attention.
The news is just pouring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a big problem for radio hosts, folks. There's no way to cover this. It's an avalanche. But here's one. This is a study that came out of Brown University, and here's the headline today. The war on terror, that has to be put in ironic quotes, launched by George Dumbbell Bush. That's not in the headline. Sorry. War on terror has cost $5.6 trillion, and that is $23,000 per taxpayer. Here's the story. The United States, this is a Breitbart headline and story. Go to the actual story here. Here it is opening up for me. The United States is expected to spend nearly $6 trillion through next year on government-wide costs related to the wars waged in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria since 2001, reveals a study by Brown University's Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs. According to Brown University's Cost of War Project Analysis, authored by Netta Crawford, the total estimated cost of U.S. wars amounts to, these wars, $24,000 per individual American taxpayer, and which is more than three times the amount, which is $7,000, calculated by the Pentagon. But it gets worse. Let me just go down here further. She says that she's not including the cost of the 7,000 soldiers killed, more than 50,000 wounded seriously. She's not including any of the, it's hard to put a dollar cost on dead people, but there sure is. That sure does cost. And so she says, my estimate, she says, let me find it where she says this, is actually quite conservative. My $6 trillion number is very conservative. There are many other costs. For instance, she says, I do not include state costs or local costs. And veterans get all kinds of services in the states that are very expensive. And I'll come right back to that. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
Like they should. We're back, folks. Paul Fromm and I, I'm James Kelso. This is a radio show sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Please check us out. And the a huge story today, Brown University study, very, very detailed study, which calculates that the cost of the crazy Bush wars so-called against terrorism, which in fact just generated terrorism, is $6 trillion. And and the author says there's actually a lot more costs, state costs, local costs, the cost of the injuries, the dead, the cost. She doesn't even begin to calculate, you know, what is the cost to the U.S.? How many Muslims have been motivated to hate us by those wars? You know, how many, how much? I would say probably 90% of the animosity. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's huge. These were huge wars. They continue to be huge wars. What should we have done? And would we be better off, for instance, if Saddam Hussein were still the dictator of Iraq? You bet.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well over three quarters of a million Iraqis would still be alive. He kept the peace among the Christians, the Kurds, the Sunni, and the Shia Muslims. He was a strong man. He was a dictator, no doubt about it. But the chaos that the American intervention caused is incalculable. But Israel and big firms benefited.
Yeah, and the chaos in Afghanistan, the same story. The latest assessment from the Pentagon is that the control of the the Taliban over Afghanistan is greater now than it was in 2001.
Well, we won that one, didn't we?
Yeah, we won that one, and of course, you know, with all respect to the great soldiers who fought, for their country and followed their orders, but the people giving the orders, starting with George Bush, who Steve Bannon correctly this week has called the most destructive president in American history. And now we're going to talk about China in just a moment, because Donald Trump is in China right now. Today he made some a masterful few comments with Xi Jinping in a joint press conference, brief but very powerful words from Donald Trump. And Steve Bannon points out it was George Bush, the idiot junior, who gave away the American economy to China. Just gave it away. He also destroyed this $6 trillion, folks. This is where this cost of $24,000 per taxpayer. And I was doing the math, and I think it's actually, I'll have to look it up again. But if you divide 300 million Americans into $6 trillion, that comes out to $20,000 per man, woman, and child. I believe that's what 6 trillion divided by 300 million is. $20,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. Folks, that is an epic setback for an entire civilization. In my case, two children, man and a wife, family of four. That's $80,000 robbed from my kids' future.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that thought right after this break. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Here we are, folks, and we're back at the Trump phenomenon. I'm Ken Kelso, Paul Fromm with me, and the I'll wrap this up. It's so immense. $6 trillion. Just so you can grasp it there where you are, because I talked about my family of four, I calculated the cost, $6 trillion. And remember, this professor at Brown, very distinguished, capable study, says my $6 trillion number is actually quite low. So, folks, it's much higher than that, much higher. But here's how $6 trillion works out for you. This, you were set back. Your family, your people, were, that is so much money. In the case of my family of four, $80,000. Well, that's my kids' college educations bought and paid for in full. That's all the cars, and that's a house. That's the purchase of a home for my, we rent. That's the purchase of a home for my family. I mean, in other words, that's a life-changing amount of money. Thank you, George Bush, you stupid monkey. Now, the most dangerous kind of man, a man who's stupid, who thinks he's smart. Now, yes.
Chill for the international, for the globalists.
And folks, just think how this works. $6 trillion, just so you can do the math yourself. Let's say we have 300 million people in America. And, of course, only there are 200 million of us white folks, okay? But and the 320 that's listed as the current population, who knows what it is? Who knows how many illegals are in the country? Nobody knows, okay? But there are 300 million of us that could, you know, roughly be referred to as really Americans. 300 million, folks, times 1,000 is 300 billion. I want to get to the 6 trillion number to show you how it's 20. It cost you and every child in your family $20,000, this George Bush clown and his globalist buddies. 300 million times 1,000 is 300 billion. Double that or multiply that times 10 and you get 3 trillion. Now you're at $10,000. You just multiplied by 10,000. Double it times 2, you're now at $20,000, and 3 trillion times 2 is 6 trillion. That's it. That's the math. That you know, and by the way, nothing was accomplished. We're much worse off. We would be so much better with Saddam Hussein in power. So much better with the guys in Afghanistan growing their poppies and, you know, to hell with them. And
who cares what the drug pushers runs Afghanistan?
Yeah, and the but anyway, that's a headline. And the now let's connect it with China. Donald Trump today in China, listen to him. This is very encouraging words. Donald Trump, the weight of the world on him, the responsibility, the gravitas in his demeanor as he speaks, so compelling. Not like the clownish behavior of George Bush on occasions like this, where he would be joking about stupid things that he's done. Here's Donald Trump. Xi Jinping is standing right next to him, flags of America and China behind him. And Donald Trump doesn't mince words. He is big enough to stand up and talk to Xi Jinping and just tell it like it is. Here he is.
Today I discussed with President Xi the chronic imbalance in our relationship as it pertains to trade and the concrete steps that we'll jointly take to solve the problem of the massive trade distortion. This includes addressing China's market access restrictions and technology transfer requirements, which prevent American companies from being able to fairly compete within China. The United States is committed to protecting the intellectual property of our companies and providing a level playing field for our workers. At the same time, our relationship with you and China is a very important one.
Now, he pivots right there, folks. He carefully described America first there to open. That very strong, very bold, doesn't play footsie. Now, he now does something, Paul, that I also admire. With the Chinese, his responsibility, he talks about it, and while he's saying these words, he looks at President Xi Jinping. He looks at him directly in the eyes, because this is emotional and it's powerful. He's saying, you and I, sir, we have the fate of the world in our hands. We could launch this world into the most terrible war ever, or we could have, in his phrase, peace, security, and prosperity. And so what he has to speak respectfully to the Chinese. Paul, you're a real expert on the psychology of foreign peoples. You don't insult the Chinese and just skip away from that.
No.
You have to be very respectful of them if you're going to have any success with them, speaking strongly with them. So here he speaks. I think this is masterful, his touch of respect to the Chinese people. And I'm imagining myself as a Chinese hearing this. I'm going to feel this man respects us. Here it is.
To me and to all of the people of our country. And just by looking at the tremendous, incredible job-producing agreements just signed by those major companies, we're off to a very, very good start.
Hundreds of billions, folks.
As part of our commitment to regional stability and peace, the United States also continues to advocate for reforms that advance economic freedom, individual rights, and the rule of law. The United States, working with China and other regional partners, has an incredible opportunity to advance the cause of peace, security, and prosperity all across the world. It's a very special time. And we do indeed have that very, very special opportunity. A great responsibility has been placed on our shoulders, President.
Right there, he looks at him. Right there.
It's truly a great responsibility. And I hope we can rise to the occasion and help our countries and our citizens reach their highest destinies and their fullest potentials. I want to thank you again. You're a very special man, for your gracious hospitality. I send my warmest regards to your citizens. I honor their heritage and celebrate their great, great possibilities and potential for the future.
Now, put this in context, folks. Xi Jinping, in his speeches given to the Chinese people, has talked about we're going to reverse, I forget the exact phrase, the century of humiliation. Because for a century, China was actually humiliated at the hands of colonial powers. And the
As they see it,
yeah, which is all that counts, actually. And that's how they see it. So that's the psychology in China. And that's what Xi Jinping is talking about. Donald Trump is trying to fix that problem by showing respect, which really scores big with Asians. Here it is.
In the coming months and years, I look forward to building an even stronger relationship between our two countries, China and the United States of America, and even closer friendships and relationships between the people of our countries. Mr. President, thank you very much. Thank you.
Body language there, very good. A good handshake, a big smile on the face of Xi Jinping, but Donald Trump never losing the seriousness of his demeanor, because he is saying right there, when he looks at Xi Jinping, is in total control of China. He is the warlord, total control of a communist nation. He's the head of the right now. He is the head of the government, of the military. And there's a third thing he's the head of, the Communist Party. He is the actual head of all three. And that's a typical arrangement in a civilization like China's. He's an absolute ruler. And go ahead.
Like on a practical basis, much as you just like to say, you've got to do it this way or else. With the huge nuclear and economic power of China, it's difficult publicly to say or else. And I think Donald Trump's hit just the right note. If Xi Jinping is going to have to maybe do some unpopular things with some people in China, he can't appear to have done it with somebody wagging a finger and scolding him. He'd lose too much face. And I think what Donald Trump has done, he's being very firm about what the direction we have to go in, but he's also given the Chinese president lots of room to maintain face. It's a partnership to build for the future, to take care of some of the irritants right now. Now, that may sound like understating it a bit, but I think that it's very important, because if you just want to mouth off, fine, you can say whatever you want, but if you want to achieve something, and it's very important, especially with North Korea, to try to achieve something, you need to give the Chinese leader that public respect. It's vital in the Orient, and I think Donald Trump's done a masterful job.
Yes, and folks, contrast 48 hours ago, Donald Trump was excoriating Kim Jong-un of North Korea, calling him a monster, calling him a brute, calling his regime utterly illegitimate, really calling for revolt. I mean, the exact opposite treatment given to the dictator of North Korea, who has been closely aligned with Red China, who was created by Red China. There would be no communist North Korea but for the forces of Mao Zedong. That's the creation of North Korea. North Korea didn't fight the Americans to a stalemate on the DMZ because of the power of the North Korean army. No, it was the Red Chinese and the Russians, you know, Russian pilots and Russian MiGs shooting down American pilots. And the so, yes, this is an amazing sweep that he is, that he has the mastery. I think the greatest speaker, the greatest I can't say how great what you just heard was and received so well. And also masterful, folks, is that he has this wonderful welcome going with his beautiful wife, Melania. They're going through the first president to walk through the Forbidden City, this magnificent thing built in the 1400s in China. And he has, for all of the punch that he delivered against the North Korean dictator, he gets the warm reception from Xi Jinping 24 hours later. I mean, can you imagine, folks, how risky, risky is the wrong word, how bold Donald Trump was in his, the punch he delivered against the North Korean dictator, followed the next day by walking around the Forbidden City with bands and beautiful people and, you know, a beautiful Chinese display and so on. Really amazing. And then what you just heard, Donald Trump said, we want a level playing field for the American worker. In other words, America first. We don't want you stealing all our technology. Remember his opening words? I tried to write it down. The chronic imbalance, and then he said it was even stronger following that. I forget what it was. But the terrible imbalance in our trade, which is a problem we have to fix. And, of course, it's like, you know, in the order of $600 billion a year. You know, we got more trillions we're talking about here. So not mincing words there. And then moments later, turning to salute the Chinese people and their great achievement, their great civilization. And, folks, here's another note that I want to strike on this show. I want to talk about it for years into the future. Steve Bannon is the one who's making it us aware of it. Peter Navarro, our trade representative appointed by Trump, a very good appointment. We are not dealing from a position of strength with China. We are not the – get this, folks. In 1950, there were three white people on planet Earth for every African, 3-1. In the year 2060, just 100 years later, there will be three Africans for every white person on Earth. A total reversal from 1-3 to 3-1. And this also applies to our relationship with Asia, the Middle East, and Mesoamerica. We are not this cocky attitude of George the Clown Bush that we have so much wealth. We could just squander $6 trillion. We could just throw it away. We could just throw our doors open. We can let millions of people in. This Angela Merkel idiot. These people think that our wealth is unlimited and that we can absorb any blows. No, we can't. And of course, beyond that, Paul, is of course the black aspect of their hearts. They may want this. They may welcome our destruction. But even just from the point of the charitable point of view of idiocy on the part of Merkel and Bush, it's not true. We are less than 10% of the world's population. There may be 700 million, 750 million white people today in a planet pushing 8 billion. And the numbers in the younger generations are even worse. We are hanging on by our fingernails, folks, and so we've got to close the doors. We've got to defend what we've got, and we've got to stop bleeding. And finally, Donald Trump is somebody who's bringing that to our attention, but there's an awful long ways to go. And we are in every white nation on earth, folks, every single one. You know, I saw the numbers, you know, Russia. Oh, my gosh, does Russia have troubles right now? The number of Muslims in Russia is huge. My memory fails. I saw it this morning. But their problem is even worse than ours. And in the French schools right now, in southern France, there are more Muslim children than French children. I think in all of France, actually, in the lower grades, more Muslim children than French children. And what that means, folks, those children will become France. I mean, is there some way around that? That those kids are not going to be France in 30 years, in 20 years? They will be France. It will be their country. Paul, this is amazing. The German government issued a report stating that Germany would be a Muslim nation, I think, in some very short period. The government of Germany itself issued a report saying it would be a Muslim nation. Wow. We'll come back with one more segment after this break. Stay tuned.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks, and we're in our final segment. I want to close on this encouraging note, Paul. Close on this encouraging note. Today, Donald Trump, our president, our great president, you know, what must it have felt like to have, George Washington as president for the first Americans. It must have felt wonderful. And you know, there have been other wonderful moments like that. Well, we had a great man in the White House. Donald Trump, I think the greatest of them all today, he was in the Great Hall of the People for a state dinner with Melania. And let me just tell you this. Melania is walking next to the Chinese First Lady, Peng Liyuan. And what a woman Melania Trump is. She is wearing a Chinese motif dress that every Chinese looking at it, would their heart would just throb with pride looking at this dress that Melania is wearing. She's making Chinese style and culture. She's saluting it with this dress. And she did the same thing yesterday, but she topped herself today. Yesterday was wonderful in black and white. Today, just an explosion of color on a black dress. And walking next to her, and so tastefully done. Peng Liyuan has a wonderful dress on, and she has a slit that shows her beautiful legs. That she, you know, so she, as she's walking along, you know, very discreet, but nevertheless, you're seeing a lot of leg there, all the way up to the knee and beyond. And Melania does the same thing. I assure you that as she got ready, as she walked out with that dress, she had her fashion team watching closely to see what Peng Liyuan was wearing, and they hemmed that dress to exactly match Peng Liyuan's. And I assure you, that was a salute. You know, if Peng Liyuan had had a floor-length dress with no slit, that's exactly how Melania would have come out. I promise you that. And that's this ability. I think the reason Donald Trump became a billionaire, the reason he married Melania, this man and his wife understand people. That's how he made his money. He's a people man. And he's in his Art of the Deal, he explains that you're dealing with people. And you're dealing with their egos and what they want. And the best is to make a win-win situation. As Donald Trump just said, he wanted peace, security, and prosperity for everybody. But as in his deals that he makes, of course, he wants to get a solid deal for himself. And now he's not working for Donald Trump. He's working for you. He wants a solid deal and a future for you and your children and his grandchildren. So I leave you with that note, folks, that this was a moment of style and class and human communication by Donald Trump today in China. And you can see it on the faces. Xi Jinping, his broad smile. Peng Liyuan, her broad smile. Just, your president did a wonderful job today. You can be proud, folks. We'll see you with more. Thank you, Paul. There'll be much more to report tomorrow. See you then.
Okay, good.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.